Hello humanoids, hello everyone, it's been so long. This is still your friend Edu and I will be telling you some good stuff for a short time. And I'm hoping that this one could help you with your adventures in life. I'll be sharing you guys some hindsights that I've got from the previous school year, 2020 and 2021. As you know, I'm currently into the academe, but it's not going to be more inclined to academic, I promise you, and it's going to be something that you can relate with. I'll cater it as much as possible to the best effort that I can. If you're going to ask me how has been my life, it's been long since I've created an episode for my show. Yes, heroes never die. They may fade away, but they never die. And yeah, I'm thankful that I have the time to come back. I hope everything is well with your life right now. It's okay if you feel some pressure, because where there is pressure, there is treasure. Truly, I'm enjoying the fact that this moment, the pandemic is teaching me a lot of things that makes me better instead of being bitter in life. As a senior high school teacher, or let me just say as a teacher, I get to experience some things that some people might not have the chance to experience it, and it might be overwhelming, but yeah, that is great. And I'm going to sum them up and pick those that might be relatable for everybody. I wanted to say things that might boost more people and not just a few. Before I continue, I'd like to verbalize my disclaimer, my so-called disclaimer. I don't know if I'm doing it right, but you can help me out with this. So there, I am not a graduate of any psychology course, nor am I working to a company related to it. The things that I might say here are my opinions, pure opinions, and I do not wish to mess up with your decisions. Rather, I am hoping that I could be of help to you. Without further words to tell, here is my top 5 hindsights for the school year 2020 and 2021. Now, the list that I have here does not come in order. They are totally independent to each number. First, mental stability is important. Mental health has been a critical theme during the pandemic. It's not just important, but it's crucial, badly needed. The global issue has brought many puzzles to people, making us think and analyze how could we survive these tough times. Imagine if you're that kind of employee that earns, you know, not that much, like average salary, and then out of the sudden, different fluctuations in the economy happens. Necessities become more pricey, and those that we consider that are not necessary are now necessary, like face mask, you know, and all this hygiene kit needed for the during the pandemic to fight off COVID. There are a lot of changes, and this is reality. This is just one of those many scenarios that would batter your mind every day until you get mentally drawn. You get stressed or you get anxiety. You feel unsecure of your future. I was also a victim of this feeling. I feel so insecure because those changes that happened in a flash they totally surprised me. I thought I was okay, but having this fortitude in my mind, you know, sometimes it makes you think that you're okay, but no, to my surprise, I am not okay. I was wrong. I was dead wrong. And it's good that I realized it early than having it in the later time. I got the chance to slowly fix myself, reaffirm that I'm all good, and that I was troubled but not distressed, perplexed but not in despair. And yes, I thank God for that, because here I am now, able to tell you of good news, hoping that somehow I inspire you people. 3 things that I did to see my mental health stability. I'm sorry. 3 things that I did to make my mental health stable. So here are the things. Number one, I reaffirm. I remind myself that I'm okay, that I can handle it, and that I am capable of the things that are going on in my mind. Those battles that has been given to me, it has been given to me because God knows that I can definitely carry and overcome this kind of trouble and problems or the test. Number 2, I did, quote unquote, act on it. Do what must be done. Continue the life. And don't stop. Quit whining, no more self-pity. You are more capable when you believe in yourself rather than pitying over yourself. I love that part. Last thing that I did, I asked God for strength. Only the inventor knows the purpose of this invention, or his invention, rather. I meditate and pray. And yeah, I totally believe the one who can fix you is the one who created you, and that is God. We owe it all to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, while there is time, make sure of your purpose. That is going to be necessary. Again, while there is time, make sure of your purpose. Make sure that it is clear to you that you cannot be distracted. Turbulent times can make you feel lost if you don't have a grip in your purpose in life. The discouraging news you've watched on TV, the heartbreaking social media that you've seen in your newsfeed in your Facebook, it all could stir up a cloud in your life's purpose and make you feel lost. What's worse is that when you go through a loss in your family, I couldn't imagine the pain of having someone you love and have died during the pandemic. And because of the new protocols, the new normal standards, we don't get the chance of, you know, to do the usual thing on a wake. Family and friends will not be able to be there for you, to comfort you, to help you get through it. Well, it's nice to receive messages of upliftment on our social media, but it's totally different from a hug of someone dear to you. It's like a new normal has given birth to a new way of moving on from a loss. It's hard and it's tough. I have not been there yet. I don't wish to, but definitely someday I'd get to experience how hard it is. I've seen some of my friends having this kind of experience, and it's wow. I can say that I can't do it. It's good for them that they overcome it, but I don't think I can. So it can definitely put you out of balance if you are not clear with your purpose. That's just the point in this part. Just to give you all a reminder, this situation might happen again. Who knows? I don't wish for it to happen, and nobody wanted COVID-19 to be in this world, but look, everyone, it's here. So when you feel like you're losing grip to your purpose, remember, you did not have to come into this world for nothing. You came with a bold purpose. And I believe in that. Every one of us here walking in earth has a bold purpose. I hope you find your purpose. I hope you understand your purpose. All right, let's proceed to the third hindsight. Prepare for the unexpected, because it takes a lot to build something and a moment to tear it down. I have heard sad news about companies losing many employees, some closed their business, and some are unable to provide the unexpected services due to the global problem. I am sure that when they were building their company, it took them a lot of effort and a lot of time, but here comes the virus. In just a few months, it wiped out most of those businesses. I have realized that the world is really unfair. Not fair. I usually hear this before, and I really don't know how to, you know, internalize or to accept this kind of a phrase, the world is unfair. But now, yes, I know. It requires a lot when you build something, but when it's, but when you are going to tear down something, it does not require that much. It pains my heart to realize this, but I'm here to tell you this. We get a good chance because we have learned it the hard way. In school, I have seen students who are doing their best during face-to-face classes, but now I feel like they have been not doing their best. I can understand that they have a lot to deal during this pandemic, but you know, same point with those businessmen who were required a lot to build their reputation, but in just a short snap, everything changes, and it is not good. Not good, really. Someone could work their life just to get a diploma, and that after getting there, after having the diploma, the new normal has come, and it asks people so much more. So yeah. The third point is to prepare for the unexpected. It always happens. And life has a lot of surprises. Fourth, let's go. It's hard for the first time, but you will get the hang of it. I have been into a lot of first time thing. You know, there are these things that taught me a great lesson. The first time of failing in school grades lets you understand how bad it is to experience all these negative emotions. Fear, sadness, anger, and so much more. Definitely regret. The first time the COVID has hit humanity, it impacted a huge loss to many aspects like mental and financial aspects. But now that the pandemic has been around for quite some time, people are adapting to this new normal. We don't get scared by doing into health center. What I'm trying to say is that we don't get scared by going into a center for health checkups or protocols. It seems so normal now, you know? Unlike before, getting tested is like having been infected. You know, that feeling when the health personnel would ask you to go in the center for, you know, health protocols. You feel like, really? Am I positive? Or am I having this big trouble in my life now, having the coronavirus? But, well, and more to that, rumors, traumas, and all other bad feelings rush into us. It only shows that the way we get used to the new normal implies that we are no longer afraid of what hurts us before. And that is a big word, and I love that. So this is why the first time might be challenging, but anytime sooner, it gets better, I promise you. We might not see the sun by night, but in the morning, it will rise and shine. Weeping might endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. These are the lines that I always remind myself when I go through hard times. Nothing is forever. All the pain will come to pass. See? You're not hopeless yet. You can do it. All right. The last hindsight I have. People can change. Everyone has a chance for a better change. We usually hear people talk about some friends that they don't used to be someone they have known him or her. Thus, they would say, well, people change. I see that as the bitter version of change. Bitter version. The better version is one that I have seen to some people I thought would never change for the better. I have this impression that they will have that kind of bitter attitude for the rest of their lives. But to my surprise, again, I was dead wrong. This was the most memorable experience I had since it hit me harder than ever. The pandemic has definitely given me a chance to see this kind of development. And now I can testify to you that people can change for the better. Instead of living a bitter life, people can shift to the other line and live a pleasing life. This I know for sure because I had experienced it real enough that I can conclude all these things is really, really possible. I'm sorry if I had to repeat that, but it's really possible. I usually believe that first impression lasts, but this pandemic showed me something that may definitely surprise me. It showed me that it is not true at all. There's always a second chance, not only for those people whom I have seen having improvements, but for all of us. So, if you're still waiting for that moment to see yourself in a better version, I know it will happen. I know it will. Not today, not tomorrow, but soon enough. And so that wraps up the 5 hindsights I had during the last school year, 2020. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, 2020 to 2021. I hope I have given you good insights. So my podcast has been running for around 15 minutes, 14 minutes. I hope everyone got their lesson. I pray that my mind would be more sensitive and vigilant to all the good things that are passing so that I can jot them down, put them on my notebook, and broadcast this realization for you. I wish you well, and I pray you have a great adventures even during these dire times, the pandemic. Do not be afraid about the pandemic. We are more precious and glorious than this situation. Adventure never ends, so keep on living. You'll never reach where you are headed if you stop heading towards it. That's what I can say to you. Have a great time and know that you are deserving of the best things that that life has to offer. Okay? Thank you and you have a great time. Bye-bye.